Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Melody, good morning.
Good morning.
The subject today, overdraft fees.
Yes, this is a big one. I want to talk about it today because it really sneaks up on a lot of people, costs them a lot of money, and many consumers just don't realize what they're spending on overdraft fees.
Okay. All right. You talk about overdraft fees. The difference, what are the different
ways?
Yeah,
there are four different kinds of overdraft fees. So there's a non-sufficient fund fee when you just don't have enough money in your account and you're declined, you're charged a fee. There's something called bounce coverage or courtesy overdraft protection. I love that name, courtesy overdraft protection, because it costs you money for that courtesy. You're offered automatically to ensure your charge goes through. So the bank knows that if you don't have enough money, they'll put the charge through. The third kind of overdraft protection is called linked credit card. That's where your bank allows you to link your credit card to your account. And if you don't have enough money, the amount gets charged to your credit card. And last but not least, there are actually overdraft lines of credit. You can get a line of credit specifically to cover checking account overdraft.
Wow.
And as you might expect, all of these have fees and charges associated with them that made banks $12 billion last year.
In overdraft fees?
$12 billion in overdraft fees.
Wow.
And so, other than the obvious, we just don't do it anymore. How can we stop having to pay all these fees?
So there are a few things that you can do. So first of all, you have stated the obvious. Don't overdraw your account.
Keep up with
your
money.
How much money is in it.
Yeah.
But the second thing you can do, there are tools out there to help you monitor your balances. You can get text alerts on your balance amount to let you know if you're close to being overdrawn. There are also all sorts of apps now for mobile banking and budgeting that help you avoid overdraft fees. So normally I'm not a big believer in all of these things, but in this situation, there are a lot of ways electronically to help you. The other thing is you can opt out of any coverage. So what happens is when you go to sign up for a bank account, the new rules say they can't automatically give you overdraft protection. You have to opt in for it. So instead of opting in, you can opt out. And interestingly, a lot of people, half the people who have opened bank accounts, say they don't remember opting in. They don't remember accepting this. So this gets down to really reading the fine print and understanding what you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you have to choose, it's better to take that one-time non-sufficient funds charge than racking up repeated overdraft fees over and over again, because this starts a vicious cycle. The one other thing you can do, you can link your account to a second account, like a savings account. And obviously, savings money should be sacred. That's for emergencies, et cetera. But, this is a way you can go that if you are over, it goes to that savings account. And last but not least, this does not provide any overdraft protection for you, but you could go back to thinking about getting a prepaid debit card. It doesn't link to any kind of checking or account. It requires you to add money before you use them, but certainly it keeps you from being in this overdraft fee nightmare.
And does this affect your credit history?
It can. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely can affect your credit.
$25.
Now, it affects your credit more if you have the non-sufficient fund situation as opposed to the overdraft protection.
$25 overdraft fee on a bill of $15, where the overdraft fee is larger than what you
bought.
Well,
how about when you have, someone goes to a convenience store and spends $5?
Yeah.
You know, they have a $30 bag of chips and
wow.
soda.
Uh-huh. And a $25 charge. And they made how many billions?
$12 billion,
the 12. Biggest banks.
Wow.
Yeah, they're required now. The big banks who have more than $1 billion in assets have to report on how much revenue they receive from overdraft fees.
Mm.
And those big banks reported $11.6 billion last year.
More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Thanks, Melody.